Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams, and welcome to today's evening program on behalf of the Satya Sai International Organization. I am Manfred Müller-Granze from Germany, and I serve as the central coordinator for the North European countries of Germany, Austria, Czech Republic, Hungary, and Slovakia. The Satya Sai International Organization will present information about how Bhagavan's love and message is transforming the entire world. We will also present a beautiful Chinese choir performance from Malaysia at the Divine Lotus Feet. Today, I have the honor and the pleasure to announce to you not only a brilliant speaker, but a man who has dedicated his whole life to our beloved Lord Satya Sai. Mr. Leonardo Pablo Gutter, a psychologist by profession, has served in the Sai organization for over 3 decades. He started the Latin American movement of the Satya Sai International Organization and previously served as the chairman of Zone 2, Latin America. Mr. Gutter is founding member of the Sri Satya Sai Trust of Argentina. He is a member of the Prashanti Council and chairman of the Events Coordination Committee of the Satya Sai International Organization. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Leonardo Gutter. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Guru and Master, who is here now, permeating everything and in the heart of each one of us. Dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Let me ask you a very simple question. Why are we here today? The answer is also very simple. We are here today because we have been struggling for a long time to be here. Some of you traveled thousands of miles to be here, to be present today. But let me tell you, we all have traveled thousands of lives to be here. We are also here because we have been called. Each one of us received a divine touch and a divine invitation, and our hearts responded. There is another very important reason for our presence here. We came to this place because Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is here now. Of course, he's also in our homes, everywhere, all the time. But believe me, here in Prashanti Nilayam is the place where he spent most of his life carrying out his divine mission, and here his presence is felt more, even more, very, very intensely. The incredible divine energy that permeates this place helps us to focus more on him, to clean our minds and hearts, and be more in tune with him. That is why we come here. We come here to recharge our spiritual batteries. When we leave this holy place, when we go back to our homes, we feel more elevated. We feel in a more pure, sacred dimension. He brought all of us here to fill us with his divine love and energy, and help us to get rid a little more of the veil of Maya and the attachment to this illusory world. There is another very important reason for our presence here today. We are here today because we are ready. We are ready to move forward. We are ready to intensify our spiritual sadhana. We are ready to work more intensely to discover our own reality, to advance in the process of our own transformation and find out who we really are. We are also ready to be better instruments in the divine mission. So it is also important to know what is the divine mission. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba incarnated to transform and elevate human consciousness. So each human being will be aware of his own reality, his divine reality, and discover the divine common bond that unites us all. Bhagavan's mission is to turn the materialistic mind of men towards spiritualism. Swami has said, as the air that we breathe is God's creation and is available to all, so the awareness of God and his power must be available to all. His task is the regeneration of the human consciousness through truth and love. This is also our task. When Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba formed the Prashanti Council, he invited the members of the Prashanti Council to his house in Vrindavan. He invited there and explained to us the purpose and goals of the Prashanti Council. But suddenly he stopped, looked at us and said something that I will never forget. He said, "Go to every corner of the world and share my message with all." This divine command, this divine instructions was not only for the members of the Prashanti Council, was for all of us, for every member of the Sai organization, for every Sai devotee. The Sai organization is a sacred organization to which Bhagavan lent his divine name. Its purpose is to help all its members to advance in their spiritual path, and also to help us to help others, to help all humanity to advance in the spiritual path. This organization is very much alive. It is present in 123 countries all over the world. Even in very small countries like Cuba, no one from Cuba ever came to Prashanti Nilayam. But suddenly in Cuba, one day I sent a picture of Swami, let me tell you. I sent a photograph of Swami to a Hatha Yoga professor in Cuba through a stewardess, through a crew from an airline. And a couple of days after that person received the photograph, that photograph started to materialize vibhuti. He gave the photograph to, he gave a little of this vibhuti to one of his students that had to go through a heart operation. The previous day he gave the vibhuti, the next day this boy was taken into the surgery room, and when the doctors checked him, the problem had disappeared. He was completely healed. This news started to spread in Cuba, and 108 Sai groups were formed in the island of Cuba, a country, I say again, where no one came to India. You know what happened? The government of Cuba forbid the activities of the organization because they were afraid that all Cubans would become Sai devotees. Even the secret police that were sent to spy in the meetings became Sai devotees. Even one of Fidel Castro's sons became a Sai devotee. This is happening not only in Cuba, in Haiti, in very poor countries, in the middle of the forest in Guatemala, 300 kilometers away from the closest city. 300 children are singing bhajans every week. No one of them ever came to India. The Sai organization is present in every country in Latin America, in every country of the world. And we held many public meetings to fulfill this instruction of Swami, to spread his message. I can tell you that just few months ago, Dr. Reddy and myself and John Benner went to three different Latin American countries to help pre-world conferences there, and also to have some public meetings. One day, on Monday, we had a public meeting in Bogotá, the capital of Colombia. It was a working day, and suddenly it started to rain, torrential rain. So we thought, working day plus torrential rain, no one will show up to this meeting. When the time of the meeting was ready to start, suddenly the hall was completely full. 800 people were there. 80% of them were non-Sai devotees. And to share a little more, for example, to give you an example how Swami does everything. Many, many years ago, we had organized a public meeting in Asunción, Paraguay. That day in the morning started to rain, like the monsoon. In Paraguay, when it rains so heavily, no one goes out of their houses. It's a tradition there. If it rains like crazy, everybody stays in their house. So we thought, what we're going to do with the public meeting? So we left everything at Swami's divine hands. 1 hour before the public meeting was supposed to start, the rain stopped, the sky cleared, and the theater was completely full. Half an hour after the public meeting was finished, the rain came back. In the public meetings in Latin America, so many people attend that many times we have to ask to the people there, please, all Sai devotees, raise your hands. When they raise their hands, we say to them, please, stand up and leave, because we need your seats for the people that are waiting outside. In Argentina, 80 or 90% of the population know who Sai Baba is. In El Salvador, the government of El Salvador has asked the Sai organization to implement the human values program in the curriculum of the public schools. If I want to enumerate all the activities carried by the Sai organization in its educational service and spiritual wings, I would be speaking to you till tomorrow, and you would be very tired. The Sai International Sai organization has a global mission and a global impact. The message and teachings of Bhagavan is very simple. Love, love, love. That love must be put in action in our lives. We must be expressions of love. We must be smiling all the time. If you don't smile, either you have a problem in your stomach or you didn't understand Swami at all. The Satya Sai organization is an instrument and channel of the divine love. Let me share an experience with you that I have with Bhagavan. On my first trip to see him many years ago, I didn't have this gray hair. I really came here. I was not a Sai devotee. I came here to find out who Swami was. And after 30 days, I was overwhelmed with Swami's love. I was so touched that one night I went to my room and I wrote in a piece of paper my resignation to a position that I had in another spiritual organization. I was vice president of another spiritual organization, but I felt I found the avatar of this age. I had to dedicate completely to him. So in a piece of paper I signed my resignation and I went to sleep. In the morning I came for darshan. I was seated more or less there. And Swami came out, and instead of doing the normal darshan, usually he used the lady's side and then the men, he came straight to me, stood in front of me, looked at me, and he said, yes, I will see you today. And then he went to go for darshan. After darshan, I thought, well, he told me he will see me. I stood up and I went to sit in front of his room. And I said I will wait there for the afternoon darshan to have the interview with Swami. But of course, Seva told me, and he told me that, no, it's not like that. You have to come back in the afternoon. If Swami wants, he will call you. I thought that this Seva didn't like my face. I said, he's spoiling my opportunity to have my first interview with God. I was so sad. Then I started to think, Swami may not even remember that he was going to call me. Or even if he remembers, he may not find me. So thinking like that, I was very worried, very sad. Well, after Nudarshan came, Swami came out from the room, and from the veranda, he didn't look for me. He just raised his head and looked straight to me. And from the veranda, he shouted, "You!" It was so serious that I stood up and went to him, afraid, "What did I do?" And he said the most beautiful word. He told me, "Go." Interview. I asked him if I could go with the Argentinian group. He said, "Yes." So, we went inside, and Swami started to talk to us, and suddenly he stopped, he looked at me, and he approached me, and he told me all what I have thought since the morning, that he was not going to find me, that he was not going to remember, but suddenly he came even closer, and almost whispered in my ear something that I will never forget. "And please, you must not forget." He said, "I will never disappoint my devotees." Dear brothers and sisters, the previous night I had said yes to him. The next morning he said yes to me. Believe me, he will never disappoint us. We have to be careful not to disappoint him. He believes in us. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to be ready to commit more intensely to his mission, to the divine mission. I would like to pray to him to help us to fulfill our role in this organization. Believe me, we are not going to be just witnesses, but instruments of the most important process of human consciousness that Swami is bringing, that this incarnation, Bhagavan Prema Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, Shirdi Sai, will bring in this planet Earth. We all have a blessed karma that we have gained through many, many lives. We have to appreciate it. We have to enjoy it. But we should not miss this divine opportunity. Dear brothers and sisters, let me introduce to you Dr. Narendranath Reddy. He's the chairman of the Prashanti Council. He's a practicing endocrinologist in the United States, and four generations of his family are Swami's devotees. What an incredible and beautiful karma, right? Dr. Reddy is a perfect example of a Sai leader. He works tirelessly in the Sai mission, taking time from his work, from his family. He is from his worldly duties. He has no limits for the Sai work. Believe me, I can call him any time of day or night. I can call him when he's treating a patient. He will always be ready. He puts into practice the divine instructions. He has traveled to all the corners of the world. He has participated in 12 pre-world conferences to spread the divine message. He has shared his knowledge of the divine message. He has shared his experiences. And most important, he has inspired all of us to commit more intensely to the Sai work. Let's listen to him and be inspired and motivated by his words to intensify our sadhana and our work in the Sai mission. May we all become the best expressions of the divine message in this lifetime. I pray to our beloved Lord that we may all become beacons of this new era, the Sai Age of Love. I send you all my love. I'm really happy to be here with you. And please, feel the divine presence. Jai Sai Ram.
With love, reverence, and gratitude, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our loving Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the Adi Guru, Paramaguru, Sadguru, Jagadguru, and Guru Nam Guruhu. He is the divine teacher, he is the universal teacher, and the teacher of teachers. Respected elders, dear students, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. On this auspicious occasion of the eve of Guru Purnima, on behalf of everyone, I want to express gratitude for the love incarnate Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba to bring all of us in this divine abode, Prashanti Nalayam, the abode of supreme peace. This is not Shanti Nalayam. Shanti Nalayam is abode of peace. This is Prashanti Nalayam, abode of supreme peace. What Jesus talks about, the peace that passeth understanding. Peace knows no limits. It is the infinite. This is the Punya Bhumi. This is the Karma Bhumi. This is the Yoga Bhumi. This is Jnana Bhumi. This is Tyaga Bhumi. This is the place where Lord chose to be incarnated, where He spent most of His life and where He chose to leave His body. The Buddhists believe wherever they visit these four places, they give it the blessings of Lord Buddha. One is the birthplace of Lord Buddha, Lumbini, or where He got enlightened, Bodhagaya, or the first sermon He gave in Saranath, or the place where He had Parinirvana, where He left His body, Kushinara. Wherever any of those four places you visit, it is equal to receiving blessings of Lord Buddha. But Swami made it easy for us. We don't need to travel so many places. One place where the Lord is born, where He spent most of His lifetime, gave divine discourses, and He is still present through the Mahasamadhi where He left His body. So this is all in one. Swami makes it easy for us in these days. So, but not only Swami's, all forms and names are in His form. In His infinite compassion for humanity, on May 17, 1968, Swami declared in the discourse, "This is a human form in which all divine names and forms attributed by man to God are manifest. Never any let doubt distract us." And this is not a saying. We have heard, like Dr. Hislop seen Swami as Lord Krishna, and Raja Venkatagiri saw Swami as Lord Rama, and Sheshagiri Rao and many others saw Swami as Lord Shiva. And for Joga Rao, Swami gave the vision of Dattatreya, the embodiment of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. So Swami is the embodiment of all. But to my surprise, during my travel around the world, I learned more than my giving, I learned so much from the devotees. Recently, I was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and one of the young men comes and tells me when he came for a youth conference, when he saw Swami, instead of seeing Swami, he saw Lord Radha Krishna form. And I was there just a few weeks ago in Munich, Germany, for the pre-world conference. One senior devotee and senior officer, she's a German, she tells me she saw first time, she couldn't believe, she saw Swami in the Hanuman form, but she never knew Hanuman. She was scared first, but then she came to know as Hanuman. So you can see Swami is all names and all forms. That is why we call Sarvata Devata Swarupa, embodiment of all names and forms. Not only this, Swami is told one devotee, is Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa, is beyond all. Swami is all in one, one in all and beyond all. So in 2 years ago, about 20 years ago, Swami called our family for interview. You know, Swami eats very little. And as a physician, I know it is not possible to sustain a human life. So my father expressed a concern. Swami, you don't eat anything. Then he made a comment, like yogis, you must be deriving energy from the five elements. Then pat came the reply from Swami. Only God can say, five elements depend on me. I am the source of five elements. So we have to remember this, that we received the grace from Him. What is the uniqueness of this avatar? He gave in His first message to humanity through His famous bhajan. This morning the students of the nursing college were talking about Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Just we need to remind ourselves on this auspicious occasion, just hold on to the lotus feet of the Guru in our heart, He will take us across the ocean of samsara. We have to have that conviction. In this guru, Swami himself said, what is real guru? There are so many gurus, Swami said. Badha gurus, bodha gurus. Most of the people give you pain. The Swami says, chevilo mantram, chetilo dabbu. They will tell you mantra in your ear, collect money. So much for TM, so much for this. But Swami is bodha guru. He came to show the path. He's not only the guru, but as I said, he's guru and God in one. We are the most blessed and fortunate people in that. What is the name, significance of guru? Guru is the one who shows us the guri, the aim of life, aim of human life. And Swami was very clear to us, the purpose of human life is to have self-realization, to know who we are, that we are the embodiments of Atma, that we are embodiments of love, to realize our innate divinity. We do a lot of service project, but Swami says purpose of Satya Sai organization is very simple. Realize our innate divinity and help our brothers and sisters to realize their innate divinity. That is a very clear goal. That is a very clear guri. Then how do we do that? And same thing Swami said in his guru thing. Gukaro andhakaraha rukaro tan nivaranaha. So what does the guru do? He removes the ignorance, this darkness of ignorance, and gives the light of wisdom. Because we are all caught up in this duality of up and down in life, profit and loss, praise and blame, honor and dishonor, success and failure, and buffeted with that, we are all sorrowful. God takes us beyond, shows us there is only oneness. Advaita darshanam jnanam. Yes, there is only one reality. That's what he shows. Then what happens at that stage? There also in the guru itself, he says, gu for gunatita, ru for ruparahita. He will take us beyond attribute and names and forms. Because really God is nameless, formless, attributeless, and beyond time, space and causation. But in our ignorance, we think, identify only with the body. Swami many times said in this discourse, and even in his previous incarnation as Lord Krishna, he said, avajanantimam mudham manushim tanumashitam parambhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. I am the all-pervading reality. These ignorant people think I am this embodied being. That is our ignorance. So we should have that conviction. He is the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent reality. Then he will take us across. And another unique things of this avatar is, number one, nowhere in the history of mankind it happened. During the avatar's time, more than 120 countries, we have his glory and mission. Never happened. Actually, in one of his discourse, Swami said 170 countries. Swami is Satyabodhaka. Hopefully soon, in the future, near future, we'll have in 170 countries. And second important unique thing about Swami is, in his avatar time, his divine words, both spoken words and written words, are recorded. In all the avatars' time, we have to go through somebody else. Here, more than 1,500 divine discourses are well recorded, both in the audio and some of them are available in the video format. So we don't need to go to a third resource. Directly go to the divine voice and voice of the avatar. And second, in his infinite compassion, Swami himself has written the Vahinis. There are 16 Vahinis, starting with Prema Vahini, ending with Leela Kaivalya Vahini. These words are the essence of all scriptures. I was fortunate to be exposed to many scriptures like the Bible, Quran and other things. But let me tell you, Swami's words are the essence and cream of all scriptures. As often we say, is every word is a mantra. Is every sentence is a sutra, aphorism. Is every conversation is a Gita. And is every discourse is a Veda. What all we need to do is dive deep into his teachings, study them, and make a part of our life. Recently, as a part of our sadhana, the international organization decided to hold the 10th World Conference in November 25th, 26th, 27th. The theme is, love is the source, love is the path, and love is the goal. Because Swami says, love, love, love. That is the essence of all scriptures. And another thing is, whenever we go to the scriptures, we give complicated things. Mahavakyas. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Ayamatma, Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma. They're very complicated. Swami made it very simple. Very simple Mahavakya. Love all, serve all. Help ever, hurt ever. You don't need to be highly scholarly or know the Vedic knowledge or any scriptures. Any person can practice those essential. And these are the Mahavakyas for all the Sai devotees. Based on this, we developed two study guides. Love guide, service guide. Essentially only Swami's words. And we held the pre-world conferences in all the continents. And we are holding in 16 countries with a theme. I was amazed to see the devotees, the depth of their understanding and how much they're practicing. Even remote parts in Russia, I have seen Brazil and Dubai, everywhere, how much understanding. So this is the second unique thing is, in the time of Avatar, his voice is recorded. Third unique thing is Swami has established educational institutions, medical institutions, and humanitarian service projects. In many missions, like after Lord Buddha left, after Lord Jesus left, subsequently after many hundreds of years, these institutions were started. Because here the Avatar himself started the planning, looked at the plans, laid the foundation, inaugurated these institutions, educational, medical. He guided them, supported them. So these are the very blessed, hallowed institutions. So it is our responsibility to participate and support these institutions. Because these are the divine legacy. These are started by God himself. And as let me tell you, and Swami said it, his mission will go on with or without us. No question about that. He said, and this is Vajra Sankalpa. But he has given us the opportunity. It is our great fortune to be able to part of this divine mission, take this upon ourselves, and take more and more active part in this. That is why this morning also nursing students were singing, sacrifice, tyaga. That is a part of a spiritual seeker. That is why beautifully it is said in the scriptures, na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, tyagena ika amrutattva manasu. Neither by deeds, nor by progeny, nor by wealth, we reach the goal, but only by sacrifice. Sacrifice of what? Our talent, time, energy, wealth, and more importantly, sacrifice our ego. And that is one which will take us to the stage of immortality. So taking the example of Swami's, like his life is his message, now our life, Swami says, should be his message. So in the overseas international organization, we have taken up various projects. Like I want to share you some highlights in the medical field. We have medical clinics and medical camps conducted all over the world. We have got in 35 countries, more than 285 medical camps, 44 medical permanent medical clinics, serving more than 130,000 people in the last 12 months. And we also have mobile clinics. As Swami started here, taking his example, we have mobile clinic in Indonesia. Also we have in Sri Lanka, and we are going to have one soon in Nepal. And this served in the last 12 months about 30,000 patients. So this is the example Swami is showing how to spread his love and message. When we showed Swami about various medical camps many years ago, Swami says, what about animals? So Swami's love is for all. So taking his cue, we started the veterinary camps. So I heard in this country they do it for livestock, but there in the West we do it for pet clinics, for the cats, dogs. And uniquely in Ireland, they have sanctuary for donkeys. I never knew that we put it. So because Swami said, the spiritual seeker, sarva bhuta hite rataha, your love should be not only to human beings, for all beings. That is the sign of a spiritual seeker. And our healthcare professionals do such a wonderful service that they win many accolades. I can just name a few, that for the blood donation, the highest blood donation, we got the highest blood donation awards in Botswana, in Mauritius, South Africa, Nepal, Kuwait, Oman, many countries for the highest blood donation, not just for blood donation, but the highest by the local government. And also in different cities, like in St. Louis, Missouri, in America, people think affluent country, they can afford health care. Let me tell you, it is the very most expensive and sometimes it's not accessible. And also in Oxnard, California, the mayor has proclaimed as Medical Camp Day in recognition of the SACHSAI international organization efforts. So in addition to this, we have various humanitarian service projects giving this shelter to the people and the water, like Swami gave water to the millions of people for many thousands of villages. I was amazed to see during my travel in El Salvador, they have this water project to serve the villages around. I went to Indonesia, in Yogyakarta, they have started a small community where they provide drinking water. Similarly in Africa. Main thing is whatever example Swami gave, we put it into practice. And now we come to the education. As Brother Leonardo said, if we go on talking about it, we can go on talking till tomorrow, but we have constraints of time and we have nice program of Chinese choir, so I will confine myself. So this education, as Swami says, education is for life, for not living, and importance of human values. So taking that, we have got this institute, SACHSAI institutes of education, schools, SSEHV programs, SSC programs to spread the human values in the society and the community. We have got about 31 institutes, 42 SACHSAI schools, and many SSEHV programs. I can tell you just a few examples. The SACHSAI School of Canada, among 2,800 schools in Canada, the Fraser Institute considered it is one of the top 10 for not 1 year, for 9 years, it is rated as a top 10. In Thailand, the institute has turned out under the wonderful guidance of Dr. Ortong Jimsai, an educator and a scientist, 150,000 teachers, 1,50,000 teachers, and from his institute, went out and spreading the human values. And then another thing I can tell you, in the Latin America, in El Salvador, the Ministry of Education itself requested our institute, please spread these human values to all the teachers in El Salvador schools. So everywhere, and people think, what about communists? Swami says communist countries come next. In Russia, in Kazakhstan, First Lady took the initiative about these human values. Now in the last 3 years, they have 900 educators trained in human values in Kazakhstan. And then recently, just a few weeks ago, in Republic of Azerbaijan, this is also part of the old USSR, they have invited the European Institute of Education and they have spread these human values, and they were so touched by this, they were inviting them again and again. And then I was there a couple of years ago in China, in Guangzhou, the city called Guangzhou. There was the university, South China Normal University. There is one Dr. Huang, he met us and I heard he also came here. He was studying how the human values program of Swami, they don't talk Swami as avatar or God, but Swami as a universal teacher, how he has inspired so many teachers, and how because of these programs, so many of the students are completely transformed. Their behavior at home, their behavior in the school, their behavior in the community becomes complete transformation. Because Swami says that is the whole purpose of his education. So this is in China. So how Swami's glory, there's a beautiful song, Teri Mahima Likhi Na Jaye, Teri Mahima Kahi Na Jaye. Infinite are his glories and wonderful are his leelas. So this is the wonderful to see all these wonderful projects. Now last project I will talk about, the humanitarian relief service project. We have been involved in various disaster relief in Haiti, which we have been doing for the last 5 years. Recently we started in the Philippines, after the typhoon here. Now, in April, we had the major earthquake in Nepal. So many millions of people were rendered homeless. are also have no food. Our Satsai International Organization took the initiative to build the homes for them, temporary shelters, provide the food, and provide the medical services. All comprehensive. We want to have some Satsai model villages there. And I want to say, Swami says, unity is divinity. This is the time where Satsai Organization of India also came in contact with us. We are working together. They help in the logistics to ship these food items to Nepal and help the needy people. Actually, we'll show a short video of this Nepal disaster relief effort. So we can go on and on and on about the wonderful opportunity Swami gave us. But let us not forget finally the guri. I talked about guru shows the guri, aim of life. Aim of life is this is good to do this, but we should never forget the whole thing is self-realization. This will take us nowhere. About 20 years ago, I was sitting at divine lotus feet of Swami in Vrindavan. I asked Swami about various service projects. Swami, I want to do this, do that. Swami says, that is not service. Realize who you are. That is the greatest service, he said. Then I said, Swami, this is very difficult. We all use the shortcuts, easy path. Swami gave a profound statement. A cave may be dark for thousands of years, but if you just light a candle, it doesn't take 1,000 years the darkness to go away. Instantly it goes away. Similarly, if you have intensity, the longing, the hunger for God to know the truth, with your intensity and His grace, we can realize that supreme goal in this very life itself. So, brothers and sisters, the secret is to have that intensity. Swami said in one of the youth conference, like Sri Ramakrishna used to say, you should cry for God for 3 days and nights, God will appear before you. But our Lord is very compassionate. What did He say? 11 seconds. 11 seconds, not 11 hours or 11 minutes. 11 seconds, you think about me, I will appear before you and talk to you. The main thing is we need to have that. We need to have that intensity and one-pointedness, not to jump this guru, that guru. Swami says you make too many holes. Somebody was talking, goes 10 feet down, no water. Another 10 feet down, no water. Stick to one place, dive deep, then you hit water. Similarly, we need to have one-pointedness. That is why Lord Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekehe kurunandana bahushaka anantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Cultured mind is one-pointed. They are focused in one thing, whereas the uncultured is scattered brain. So we need to be, let us be one-pointed. So again, I pray to Swami that bless us and guide us. We received your grace, Swami, love and blessings. So give us the strength to move forward in this divine mission. We all received His love. If not we, who can do? If not now, when? As the Kathopanishad says, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapya Varani Bodhita. Let us arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. Thank you, and Jai Sai Ram.
Our reverential and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Master and most loving Mother, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Om Shri Sai Ram. Our reverential and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Master and most loving Mother, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear Swami, as one of the many programs lined up in conjunction with the Guru Purnima celebrations here at Prashanti Nilayam, this evening the Satya Sai Baba Choir of Malaysia would like to humbly offer a stream of divine melodies at thy lotus feet. Swami, the Satya Sai Baba Choir of Malaysia presented for the very first time in your divine presence during Buddha Purnima in Vrindavan way back in the year 2001 and subsequently in 2006. In the year 2007, the choir performed once again in your divine presence right here in Kulwant Hall for the Chinese New Year celebrations. In November 2007, this choir group, assuming the name of the Kuala Lumpur Sai Baba Chinese Choir, participated in the first Asian Games choir at the Jakarta International Expo organized by the Interculture Germany Indonesia Tourism Ministry and made you proud by winning silver and bronze diploma in categories of mixed choirs and music of the religions, respectively. They also went on to make Swami proud by winning various national awards in the country with their angelic melodies. The last performance by the choir group in 2010 during Buddha Purnima, they were given beautiful memories by our loving Swami enough to last them for a lifetime. Dear Bhagavan, with your divine grace and blessings, this choir conducts classes every Saturdays rendering beautiful songs which are Prashanti Bhajans rearranged alongside with Buddhist and Christian hymns. Swami, this very evening, they are once again here in your divine presence and would like to dedicate 8 beautiful melodies carefully selected for everyone's listening pleasure. The first rendition would be Gauri Nandana Gajanana, followed by Jaya Jaya Jagadisha Hare, and then an English number, Be Lifted Higher, followed by a Mandarin number, which is called Mother's Love is the Warmest, and followed by an English number once again called You Raise Me Up, and finally Yuga Yuga Ke Avatara, and finishing off with Amazing Grace. To our most loving Lord, the choir prays for your continuous love and grace further to flourish and make you proud by inspiring and transforming the community through music. Swami, dear brothers and sisters, we humbly present to you the Satya Sai Baba Choir of Malaysia, conducted by vocal instructor Brother Jason Chia Sun Hong, accompanied by pianist Sister Tan Sao Ling, and led by Brother Tan Si Kim Boon. Jai Sai Ram.
Yeah. 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 Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh. Gauri Ganesh, Uma
Ganesh.
Parvati Nandan Shri Ganesh. Rama Krishna Tumaho Jai Ram Jai Ram
Rama Krishna Tumaho Jai Ram Jai Ram
Rama Krishna Tumaho Jai Ram Jai Ram
Hare Krishna Tumaho
Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho Shankar Shambho Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho Allah Allah Karo
Allah, भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं। हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं। हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं।
Narayana, 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 Narayana. जय